So my name is Ron Young. One of the questions I wanted to ask you was that, are you going to be a voice for us, or are we going to be a voice for ourselves?
Well, what I'm going to do is, let me back up a bit. I appreciate what Vernita was good enough to say about the work that our commission has been doing. But we've, in a way, tried throughout the state to provide a way for Native people to start thinking out loud in the presence of each other. And I've seen that happen in a lot of village meetings. People start talking and somebody else says, hey, that's right, and what about this? And so the process itself, just holding these meetings, I think helps you to clear your own heads and decide what it is you want to do and where you're going to go. I'm going to write a report, and I've said that it will be based on what Native people have told me at these meetings. That's why Jim is taking all this down, or he's not taking it down, but it's being taped, and there's a permanent record of all that you folks have said. And my report will be based on what you've said. I mean, not just you people here tonight, but hundreds and hundreds of others who've spoken throughout the state. And then I'll send my report to you and everybody else who spoke tonight. But then I think it's up to you. Sure, if you decided to go down to Congress and you wanted me to come with you, I'd be happy to come. But I really think at that point it's your baby, it's your job. And I will do my best to prepare a report that is based on what Alaska Native people have told me about ANCSA, about the present situation, and about what they want to do. So,
in other words, we're more of a study.
Well, it's not. I hope this is more than a study. I'm tired of studies and studying things. What I'm trying to say to you is that that I really can't be your spokesman. I mean, you have to be your own spokesman. You know, it's not going to do any good if I turn up as your spokesman. I live in another country. I'm a non-native. I think the best thing I can do is do what I've been doing and then write a report that says, here, look, I went all through the bush and I even went to Anchorage, and here's what these folks said, and here are the problems, and here are the recommendations that I make. Now, when I send that to you, if you've got that in your hand, and you can hold it in your hand, it won't be a foot and a half thick, and you say, look, this guy really figured it all out. He based his report on what we told him. Now we've got something to work with. Now, if I can do that for you, I will leave Alaska a happy man.
I don't think you can do that right now. We'd had too many things to hand to too many people, but the thing is that I understood that this was a this conference was held for a voice for the people, and the way I look at it, what you're saying to me is that we're voicing something here, and we're trying to voice what we say from the heart. You know, what we have, what we're feeling inside, what's happening with ANCSA and 1991, and we want to be heard. And as I did before, I've read your articles in the newspaper. I find them quite interesting. And what I observed mostly from reading the articles was that there were a study and there were a survey. And through your own determinations, which was printed in the articles and newspapers, that they didn't exactly print what the people had said. I would feel, you know, that what I have to say is important to the people of my region. Maybe not only my region, but the people outside of my region. And like I said before, I do not trust the corporate board members. Or I don't trust the executive officers in our corporate board. And it's hard for me to sit here and be able to give you the same thing that I would trust for the people that that are standing way at the lower bottom there. I think that the people that are sitting at the bottom should be heard of, and not just be done as a study and a survey for, because I know that you'll take this over to Canada and present it to Canada, the natives over in Canada, which is all important and real good for them. But we're struggling here.
I'm not really presenting it to them. They'll be interested, but I'll be including recommendations for native people in other countries based on your experience.
Mm-hmm.
But primarily, this is for you.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say, is that I wanted to know if our voice would be heard or if it's just something that we're just saying to be a study or a review. And
well, I told you I don't represent the federal government, and mm-hmm. and in a sense, I think when I finish my work, the rest is up to you. I really do.
Well, that leaves me at a dull point here. I'm stuck again.
Well,
you know, voice is being, you know, very hard to express sometimes, especially during AFN. You have so many people that want to speak up, and most of them belong to the, are going for the 1991 resolution. And there was only one that I heard of that was, or two of them that I heard of that was against the 1991 resolution. And that's the important thing that I want to send across as a message to other natives, that 1991, as I see it, is a promotion to sell to the corporations, yeah, so they could benefit more from it, as they already had.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
There are some folks here who haven't spoken, and we've only got about another hour, so please take your turn here. And I should say that there are representatives of the corporations, some of the presidents of the corporations, some others who have spoken at these hearings and are troubled by some of the very things that are troubling those who've spoken today. I don't think it's all a kind of a monolithic situation, good guys and bad guys. I mean, it'd be a lot easier to figure out if it was all black hats and white hats. I hope I'm that's not an inappropriate metaphor, but all right, sir, please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Walter Johnson. I'm a shareholder of the ACTET Quan Incorporated and also shareholder of Sea Alaska. I'm speaking on behalf of my family. And I would like to express my appreciation to the Berger Commission and for allowing me to testify. I feel that I was sort of surprised when I found out that we as Anchorage Alaska Native people could testify, for normally in all the other dealings, the people that are in Anchorage, either by circumstances or by choice, have been forgotten, more or less had trouble being represented, especially, say, for instance, AFN, they have trouble being representative of any group. First, I feel that the Alaska Native peoples, our concerns over the possible loss of our lands are very, very true, very real, and must be recognized immediately, because at 1991 will be close, but not so fast as that the people get lost in the push and don't make the right decisions. The push going on now for the 8 resolutions are just a little too fast for anybody to absorb right now, and I believe that this system should be slowed down to let everybody digest that the 8 resolutions. The loss of our land would mean the loss of our subsistence lifestyles, And with that subsistence lifestyle going out the window, that means the villagers are dead. Without subsistence, those villagers cannot exist. The cash economy has caught up with some of the villagers, and I feel that the only thing that's holding the villagers together is the subsistence. Another concern I have is with ANGSCA is the elimination of the federal obligations that are taking place. Every time we turn around and look, all the schools, say Mount Edgecombe, has been closed. That was a federally funded school, taught a lot of the people the what transpired during the corporation buildup. Most of the elections, the electing process was learned in Mount Edgecombe and SJ. And, you know, these are the native schools that were around and taught a lot of the people. The hospital is the one thing that the federal government is doing is eliminating the round-trip travel from the villages to Anchorage, or the round-trip travel from southeast to Mount Edgecombe. And that is a big minus for the Alaska Native people, who cannot afford to travel to these places on their own. They don't have the cash, they don't have the economy in the villages. And the ANGSCA Section 2C and G have guaranteed us these federal obligations would not be done away with, and yet ever since December 18th, 1971, the federal dollars have been dropping out of the Alaska economy. They say they won't do it, but they did it immediately. I also have a belief on the open membership for the corporations. It would eliminate, to me, if they opened up the memberships to all Alaska Native that are born since 1971 until the time immemorial. I feel that if they open up the membership to all the Alaska Natives, sure, the one minus sign would be, or probably more than one, but the big one is less bucks for us. But the way I look at it, we haven't received anything much anyway. And we're not going to receive very much. So very much, if you're going to knock down a little bit and eliminate a little part of a little bit, it doesn't make any difference one way or the other. So open up the corporations to our children. The plus signs would be that you would be able to have to live up to our forefathers' expectation and what they had worked for. They have worked hard to get us to this point where we can continue on of December 18th, 1971. Most of them died before they even that started this movement. They died before this thing came to pass. That was their intent when they first started this, was to have all people receive their lands. And if we fail, our forefathers were failing our children, that means we are failures. How can we go on if we're going to fail ourselves? Also, they hear a lot of talk on the possibility of a corporate takeover from the selling of the stock. What corporation would ever want to buy in and try to control a corporation that has, every time a child is born, they got 100 shares? They can't take, there's no way that any person would want to take over a corporate structure that has that kind of a system set up. We would preserve our corporation. Maybe, no, you can't say corporations because they might go belly up. But still, what we could do is we could preserve the land a lot longer if we avoided that corporate takeover. The land is one of the biggest problems that we face, that we want out of the corporate structure, if I hear everybody right. And we'd also have a very specific way of keeping up or keeping a fine-tuned track of our people. There may be other reasons also, but right now those are the only ones I got down. You know, the one basic thing that had been taught to me while I was growing up was the ability or my right to vote. I have been trying to do just that throughout these 8 resolutions. I have found it almost impossible to vote a right that was given to me, and all that what I was born with, was taken away from me by AFN. All they have to do is quiet me down, is let me vote on those 8 resolutions. That's all I want for my kids. These 8 resolutions is giving a, to me, a open ticket, a blank check to the corporations to do whatever they want. We are giving up all our rights as shareholders, the dissenter rights, which is a protection for us to make sure that they do what most of us want, and they want to get rid of that. The 8 resolutions to me is one that I feel that we can't accept the way they present it. We must change them if they are going to be presented to us to vote on, which I doubt. But I hope they will, and once I get my vote in, I'll keep my mouth shut after that. I have been toying with another idea since quite a while as far as the land goes. I brought it up at a couple of meetings and I got ribbed about it. And I may get ribbed again about it. But the one thing that I feel is a tax deductible structure that could be held and would get a lot of power immediately upon us, behind us, not upon us, but behind us to back us, would be if we were to set up a church structure for our land, a tax deductible church structure, not like Moon or not like any of the others, but one, something that we could live with, one that our people always say, the churches, I mean the land is our religion. I've heard that. If it's our religion, let's make it such, so that we can put it in and maintain it and hold on to it forever. We need a We, the village people, a little bit of explanation, I guess. I just moved up from Yakutat, which is in southeast, a year and a half ago, and I still talk village. But the village people, in order for AFN to unite, the village people must have a voice within the AFN structure. And Mr. Rood just said a lot, and I agreed with a lot of the things that he said. And I feel that that man is working for his people. And I just want that on record. The corporate structure is very difficult for us as natives to understand. The one thing that the corporate structure stresses is you are liable for your actions. And if anything gets out, you can be sued. So that is why that the corporate officers, people, are not overly informative. The structure of the corporations are such that they are not meant to give out information to shareholders. Shareholders are supposed to vote, keep their mouth shut, come for an annual meeting, and get out. That's it. All the rest of the decisions are up to the board of directors. And that is why I feel myself that the corporate structure will not work for the Alaska Native people. We like to know what's going on. We like to know when it's going to happen and how it's going to happen. The corporation cannot give that information out to the masses. I've heard a lot about birthright today. Mine, I can't sell it. I can't barter it. I can't even give it away. The only way I can pass it on is to my children. And that I do gladly. But I cannot, my birthright is not within the corporate structure. I don't even like the concept of the corporate structure. That's not my birthright. My birthright is with the land. I've always felt real comfortable with any decision that I've made, whether I got beat, whether I got tromped, whether I was only dissenting vote, or whether I was the only aye vote. I've always felt comfortable with any vote that I've ever made. These eight resolutions leave me numb. It's dissatisfaction. I feel that my children, if I were to any way, shape, form, or fashion, get to vote on these eight resolutions as presented, I would be doing my kids a disservice. I would be throwing my kids out the window if I were to vote yes on these eight resolutions. Corporate structure, again, it was meant for people. I don't know whether they mean people other than Alaska Native, I don't know. But the corporate structure has been set up for a person to put whatever amount of wealth that he wishes to put in to that corporation. But no, not the Alaska Native. The Alaska Native put everything, the land, the money, and according to the ANSCA, they put their birthright, everything else into that corporate structure that we hate so much. and we have to live. We never had the choice of how much land, how much money, how much anything. We never had that right, yet the corporate structure is supposed to have been set up under those conditions. Well, I don't have anything else, but the one reason that I've testified is that I was told that maybe I might have a chance to have my name in the back of the book stating I testified, and then my kids could say, hey, that's my dad's name right there. But other than that, I really appreciate the right that was given to me by the Berger Commission to speak my piece on behalf of myself and my family, and I thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
I thank all of you.
That just a couple of comments on Mr. Johnson's presentation, his idea of turning the land over to a church-like trust, non-taxable, is an idea we're looking at. Not that it would be a religious or denominational thing, but that idea of a trust is one that we are looking at. But that's simply so that the full range of options can be available to people. And the other point that Mr. Johnson made, he said that if the provision were made according to the AFN resolution on the subject that every child born to a shareholder would receive 100 shares automatically, well, that would be an effective barrier to a takeover, since no one would want to take over a corporation that had this unending body of new shareholders acquiring 100 shares every time a shareholder had a baby. That's a point that I had thought about, but if the provision for new natives to acquire shares at birth were simply one adopted by resolution of the corporation, that is shareholders' resolution, then it could be repealed by a shareholders' resolution, and someone acquiring a majority of the shares in a takeover bid could then simply vote his shares and have the provision for future for new natives to acquire shares repealed. It just illustrates that this is a very complicated thing, and well, we have a few more minutes. If anyone who hasn't spoken yet would like to say a few words, you're certainly welcome. I agreed some time ago to go over to the UTA convention tonight and give a speech, they probably wouldn't be disappointed if I never turned up, but I said I'd be there, so I guess I should go, but I really appreciate the care and thought that have gone into all of these presentations, and they've really been helpful to me to piece the whole picture together as I go along, and it really has been helpful to me. Well, I want to thank you all for coming, and I want to thank the committee that organized the meeting, Sabra McCracken and Darlene Romer and Kathleen Graves, and I appreciate the work they put into it. Remember that the commission has an office, and we're still in business. We're at 429 D Street, and if you want to drop in and pick up any information or say hello, please feel free to do so. And if you decide to add something to what you've said in these past 2 days, well, just write it out and send it to us by letter, or drop it off, and we'll treat it just as if you had said it, you know, here in the flesh. So Let me thank you all for coming and to say again how helpful your presentations have been, and you'll be hearing from us later in the year. Kathleen?
Mr. Ruger, I think from all of us that we'd like to thank you for being here, too. Let's give him a big hand.
See that lady in the red sweater? She's got a car.